News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update on what's happening at the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. Shannon Overby with me today. And let's begin with two things on the calendar right on top of us, more Texas A&M home football games and Halloween.
Well, first of all, yeah, we're not real sure what's going on with the weather this weekend. I'm afraid it may be a wet Halloween and a wet football game, but everything is still on for right now. Have not heard of any cancellations other than the local high school football games have been moved to tomorrow. But other than that, everything's still a go for this weekend. And yeah, we're looking for people that are coming in or can still be looking for hotel rooms. We certainly still have rooms available in most of our hotels. We have not sold out any of the football games quite yet. I think we were close with Alabama, but we still have plenty of rooms available for the remaining games.
Also, a reminder to download the Destination Aggieland app and take advantage of the free shuttles.
Absolutely. Those shuttles have been really doing very well this year. I mean, we moved the location away from the mall this year over to the Momentum Bank building on University Drive, just right on the other side of Veterans Park from the highway. Regardless of if that one fills up or not, there's another location in downtown Bryan, and especially with it being an 11 o'clock game, it's great for you to have a place to park if you wanted to go downtown or over here on the off of the bypass. Park, and then when you're done, you can ride it back over to your car after the game is over and still have time to get out and shop and eat and do some things in our community. And I would like to say on that Destination Aggieland app, it is not just for visitors, and it is not just for people who are going to the game. I encouraged my parents and my in-laws to download it, not because they were going to the game, but so they know which roads to avoid during football game weekends, because it certainly lets us know where the congestion is going to be so you can avoid those areas.
And as promised, those who are going to the games are taking advantage of the Wi-Fi inside the stadium, and that helps that app work even better. I'm thinking the traffic feature particularly.
Yeah, it's getting better. It's not quite completed yet to the level that it's going to be, the Wi-Fi, but it is much better than it has been. So we're getting there. But yes, the app is phenomenal. I mean, it tells you if you're coming in from Houston or wherever, it uses the GPS so it knows where you are, and it'll tell you how long it'll take you to get to your parking spot, or if you don't have a parking spot, it'll tell you where parking is available. You can even prepay your parking on campus if you wanted to do that, or ride the Get to the Grid shuttles. And then it will tell you how to get what entrance to go into at the stadium to get you to your seat quickest. It's a great app. And then it also tells you other things that are going on in the community, other events, after the game, things like that. So it's a wonderful tool.
Visiting with Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, a couple of other things I want to make sure we hit on pretty strong. One is the annual Meeting Planner Showcase, and that's a fun event, and it's and the focus, as we've talked about in the past, anybody can attend.
Yeah, it's open to the public, and the exhibitors will be anybody that has anything to do with hosting events in our community. So hotels and meeting venues, caterers, florists, decorating companies, transportation companies, printing companies. I mean, just a wide variety of anybody that has anything to do with hosting events. And then it is, you know, we call it the Meeting Planner Showcase, but if there are people in the community that are looking to plan a family reunion or a kid's birthday party or a wedding, it's also a great opportunity to kind of come to one place and see a lot of those businesses in one spot. As I mentioned, it's free to the public. It's open from 10 to 3. It's come and go, so it's not like you have to be there from 10 to 3. You come and go. There will be lots and lots of door prizes. A lot of the catering companies and restaurants bring food, so come hungry because you can certainly sample some of their food. And there'll be giveaways during the show, but we also are doing kind of a pre-registration just to kind of get a count for how many people are coming on our website. If you pre-register, it enters you in for some extra special kind of unique prizes. So that would be a great opportunity to take advantage of the pre-registration as well. And it's being held out at the Expo this year on November the 18th.
All right, so November 18th at the Brazos County Expo, 10 to 3, and to get on the website, a reminder of the website address?
It's really easy. It's visitaggieland.com.
And I do that segue because I also want to get people on the website if they have an event that's coming up during the holiday season. Now's the time to get that registered.
Absolutely. This, we just started our fiscal year on October 1st, and one of our main marketing campaigns this year is to fill the need times in our community. And typically the month of December, other than December graduation, is a slower time for visitors in our community. So we're doing a huge push to have people in the what we call the Texas Triangle to drive into our community to see Santa's Wonderland, maybe catch a theater show, check out the Bush Library, whatever. Spend a couple of days here in our community. So we're doing a huge push on all events that are going on during the holiday season. So where we pull that information from is from our calendar of events on our website. It's free for anybody to post their events on there. It usually takes about 24 hours to go through kind of a vetting process and be uploaded. So submit it, give us 24 hours, and it'll be on there. We pull from that for our media shows, for our electronic newsletters, and then for our marketing push for visitors to come into our community in the holiday season.
And that is a huge plus for those people that are sponsoring those events. I don't think they realize the additional exposure that they'll get through the CVB.
Sure, it's free advertising, free marketing for their events. And we do try to put some, you know, sample itineraries together. I know Santa's Wonderland gets a huge number of people from Houston that drive up to see the lights, and then they sometimes drive home. Our big thing is to push to have them, you know, give them a reason to stay a night, spend a night, and do some more things while they're here the next day, not just come up for Santa's Wonderland lights and drive back home. So we definitely need those community events, the music at the churches or the theatrical, you know, productions or other light displays in our community. So we certainly want to help publicize all of them.
And again, visit aggieland.com is the website address to make that happen as well.
Correct.
Thanks to Shannon Overby, the president of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, with the update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.